Anyone who frequents the as-yet-unnamed retention pond bordering St. James Street may notice some changes as of late. The park now has an adjoining trail and a new public sculpture, despite still having no official name. In September, Sackville Town Council agreed to hire Beech Hill Landscaping to build a new trail along the dikes containing the 6-acre Ducks Unlimited wetland across the street from the retention pond. Town staff built 2 culverted access points to the trail, one onto Charles Street and another onto the existing trail along Lawrence Street. Parks and Facilities Manager Todd Cole told councillors that eventually the trail will connect with Bridge Street and beyond.
The future plan is to run along the rail bed to go directly across the street by Memorial Park on a crosswalk to cross the street there. We're still working on the easement process right now for that trail, but hopefully that will be done as well this year. If not, that will be done next year.
The new trail cost about $21,000, and $15,000 of that is being covered by a federal grant acquired by Recreation Director Matt Pride. That means the lion's share of this year's $25,000 budget for new trails may remain unspent. Council supported the trail development unanimously, with Councillor Bill Evans commenting favorably on the plan.
It's a lovely spot where you can be right downtown in a couple of minutes, be walking out in a wild area. It's a real treat. So this adds to the retention pond. The retention pond is positively civilized compared to this. This is very natural, but you get to walk around the perimeter, and it's just a really nice addition to our trail system and park system in this town. So kudos.
Across the street and around the retention pond trail, there's another new addition, a stone monument commemorating the Yorkshire immigration to the Sackville area, which started in 1772. Artist Janet Crawford proposed the sculpture after a call out from the town for ways to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the first arrival of the Yorkshire settlers. The sculpture is based on the historic design of Yorkshire milestones, which were used for centuries to guide travelers from village to village in Yorkshire, England. The milestone was erected this week in the Retention Pond Park, on the trail alongside the CN rail track. Crawford says the installation is not quite complete, and she and stonemason Scott Harris are still working on the site. The milestone features 2 glass mosaics, one of a marsh barn and another of the first Methodist church built in Middle Sackville by Yorkshire settlers. There are also 2 stone carvings, one featuring a Yorkshire rose and another a sailing ship, specifically a 2-masted brigantine like the one which would have brought settlers to Canada in the 1770s. Here's Special Projects Manager Kieran Miller telling council about the project in May.
The sculpture will be located in the Retention Pond Park, which was formerly owned by Charles Dixon, one of the first Yorkshire descendants to arrive in Sackville. The cost of the public art piece, including ground preparation and installation, is $12,950, including HST. Staff are proposing that the public art funds in the capital budget be used and the remaining $1,950 be covered by the grants.
Councillor Bill Evans spoke in favour of the project and noted his personal connection to Yorkshire settler Charles Dixon.
I think it's delightful. I think it's a wonderful addition to the park. I think it's appropriate that it's on Charles Dixon's land, one of the original Yorkshire settlers. Won't mention that he was my 6th great grandfather. But it's a lovely idea, and I am pleased that we are continuing to implement our policy of incorporating a small amount of money for artwork in any major capital project that we do.
The Yorkshire milestone is the second piece of public art to go up in the Retention Pond Park, the first being a climate change-themed metal sculpture which serves as a working wind vane and features silhouettes of a migrating bird and a transport truck. The piece is called the Chignecto Balance and was commissioned under advice from the Mayor's Roundtable on Climate Change. With an expanding trail system and 2 new sculptures, the only thing missing from the retention pond is a name. After it opened, the town did hold a contest to solicit names for the new park, but Recreation Director Matt Pride says the town was hoping for more entries. Some residents have taken it upon themselves to name the park, at least on Google Maps. Currently, there are 2 names listed near the park, one being Dude Chilling Pond, which is a reference to a park in the city of Vancouver, which acquired the nickname Dude Chilling Park in honor of a cedar sculpture of a reclining figure that was beloved by area residents.
Here's a fun story. An artist with a weird sense of humor pulled a little prank at a park in Vancouver. And even though he did this as a joke, they just decided to go with it.
An artist who put up a fake sign renaming Guelph Park as Dude Chilling Park got some validation tonight. The Vancouver Park Board voted to give the sign a permanent home in the park, but they stopped short of officially changing its name. The board removed the sign after it was first put up, but the public outcry and petition forced them to reconsider.
I think we live in a relatively stressful world these days. So I think Dude Chilling, brings a smile to people's faces.
Well, you know what? I think you're right. It really does. It brought one to mind.
That was a little sampling of the splash made on the West Coast when even Jimmy Kimmel picked up on the Dude Chilling story. In Sackville, someone apparently inspired by the Vancouver Dude Chilling saga decided to erect a Dude Chilling pond sign in the retention pond in the summer of 2019. The sign didn't make it to fall, but the name lives on in Google Maps, along with photos of the sign gracing the pond. The other name that appears on Google Maps beside the retention pond is possibly more contentious than Dude Chilling. Burke's Brook is a reference to town CAO Jamie Burke, who lives nearby the pond and headed up the project which constructed it as part of a larger stormwater mitigation project that's still ongoing. Burke is not a fan of having his name featured on the online map, as was apparent when he answered a question about it at a council meeting in September.
I specifically have asked staff to reach out to have that removed from Google, because obviously that name, my surname as the reference, is inaccurate. There's been no name chosen for the retention pond. It's simply been named the retention pond since it was constructed.
Recreation Director Matt Pride says the town will likely revisit the naming process for the retention pond once the amalgamation of the new town of Tanchamar is complete.